Today is Wednesday. We'll do Revi of Parshas Emor. These next three Aliyos, Revi, Chamishi, and Shishi, are all the Yom Tovim. Goes through all the Yom Tovim. Mentions Shabbos first, and then goes from Pesach through the end of Sukkot. And every area in Torah is a gold mine, but this is really a gold mine, especially to get an understanding of the Yom Tovim, what the Chagim are about. Some of the Yom Tovim get more press time throughout the Torah. Obviously, Pesach, the entire story is played out, and we know what that's really about. So Pesach this is not your number one resource for Pesach per se in Emor, but for other Yom Tovim to get at least what the Torah tells us they're really about. Sukkot, you get the biggest chunk of information here about the Dalad Minim. What Shavuos is, what Rosh Hashanah is, according to the Torah, we know how we live it. It'll be interesting to note if you take a look at these psukim, how different it is from the holidays that we observe, right? That how Chazal have directed us. Just checking out these with the Mefarshim, it's very interesting to see how Rosh Hashanah became the Rosh Hashanah that we have today, the Shavuos that we have today, and how it fits into the Psukim. It's worth looking into a lot really buried underneath that can enrich all of your Yom Tovim. We'll start with the introduction. The introduction says, right, so it's actually interesting. Dabra b'nei Yisrovi, martelehem, mo'odei Hashem. These are the mo'odei Hashem. What does it say? Shesh yisimim te'asem alacha. 6 days you should do malacha, v'yom ha'shvi'i Shabbos Shabbason, and the seventh day is Shabbos Shabbason, mikra kodesh, kol malacha lo sasu. And it's very strange. And then it says, Eilu Moedei Hashem. Again, these are the Moedim of Hashem. And then it talks about Pesach, and then Sfiras HaOmer, and then Shavuos. And that's our Aliyah for today. So our Aliyah is a very fitting time for the Tekufa we're in. Sfiras HaOmer, between Pesach and Shavuos, today's Aliyah is Pesach, Sfiras HaOmer, and Shavuos. And the related mitzvos about the Korban HaOmer, the gifts that you have to give to the poor. The Mefarshim discuss why we repeat that. We mentioned them in Kedoshim, last week's Parsha, and then we mentioned them again. So Rashi, Bedezer, Ramban, different Pshatim, and why we repeat the gifts to the poor at this point. And then Shavuos, and that's the end of the Aliyah. But to deal with that first introductory comment is a little bit strange, that we say, these are the Moadim. Then we talk about Shabbos, 6 days a week, you do Malacha, and on the seventh day you don't, Shabbos, Shabboson. And then it says, and these are the Moedim, these are the Yom Tovim, and it gets into a list of Moedim. So there's, I think, a somewhat famous Vilna Gaon on this. I think it's famous, I don't know, I just don't like to say something's famous because people don't know it, and then say, oh, I don't know the famous thing, but I don't know. I've heard it before, as I'll indicate by sharing it with you. So the Vilna Gaon says over here, he says, I don't understand. What's the question? You think it started talking about Yom Tov, then it talks about Shabbos, then it starts talking about Yom Tov? No, he says the whole thing is talking about Yom Tov. He says, Sheshes Yom Te'asem Malacha. For 6 days you'll do Malacha. So he said the whole thing is talking about Yom Tovim. He says, how many Yom Tovim are there Midiraisa? Well, so let's see. There's 2 days of Pesach. There is 1 day of Shavuos. There's Sukkot, 1 day of Sukkot, of Yom Tov, 1 day of Shemini Atzeres, and Rosh Hashanah. And then there's Yom Kippur, of course. So we have, but 6 of those days, you can, right, so it says you can do Malacha. There are 4, many, many Malachos, so the 39 Malachos that are permitted on those 6 days of Yom Tov, right, for Ochel Nefesh, various things that are for cooking and carrying, there are a lot of Malachos that are permitted. But the Yom HaShvi'i, the seventh day of Yom Tov, which is Yom Kippur, Shabbos Shabboson. Oh, Shabbos Shabboson, we know that term. That's a term that's used for Yom Kippur. It's a Shabbos Shabboson. It's a complete Shabbos. Kol Malacha Lo Sasu. You can't do any Malacha on that day. Not cooking, not carrying, not sorting, nothing. Shabbos Hila Hashem Lo Chomot Reseichem. This is a Shabbos, this last day. So he says, it's not talking about Shabbos. It says, these are the Yom Tovim, 6 days of Yom Tov, where you can do some forms of work, and the seventh day of Yom Tov, Yom Kippur, you can't do any forms of work. And then it proceeds to list them, in more detail. But it's an introductory statement. So it's a nice pshat. It's cool. It fits in nicely. But I think there's actually a lot of depth hidden underneath. It's not just a nice remez of the Vilna Gaon. It's beautiful, but I think what it's trying to tell us is that, you know, that we look at the 6 days of the week in Shabbos, that really is like the umbrella category, and all the Yom Tovim are really subcategories. Everything really falls into place in that order. You know, people say, like, you know, with the Mother's Day coming up, so it's just a common refrain you hear, especially in people who, for various reasons, of like religious reasons, would not like to observe Mother's Day. You know, if you don't want to follow, like, you know, secular holidays, it's okay. But there's one argument I don't like when I hear these things, and it says, you know, Judaism, we believe that every day is Mother's Day, right? Every day is Mother's Day. Every day is Father's Day. So that argument I don't like. You want to tell me Chukas HaGoyim or something else, fine. But don't tell me that we believe that every day is Mother's Day. It's true, technically, but we don't live our lives like that. We need a day once a year to remind us, you know, the importance of our mothers and what they've done for us, and at least one day to show proper appreciation. One day, you know, breakfast in bed or whatever it is, to remind us. But it's not that saying Mother's Day doesn't mean this is the only day that your mother is important. It's this is the day I'm making extra effort to acknowledge it. And I think that's the most superficial level, at least, of Yom Tovim. Yom Tov is a time where every day is a day for tshuva. What do you mean? Do we say Yom Kippur? We don't believe in. I don't, every day is for tshuva, so I don't do Yom Kippur. No, of course, every day you can do tshuva. You should do tshuva every day. But Yom Kippur is a day that's ideal for tshuva. Reminds you for the rest of the year. It's refresher, and the Yom Tovim all present that. And I think that they're really all an aspect of Shabbos. Every main message of Yom Tov is one of the many messages of Shabbos. Shabbos reminds us, right? It's a Zikron L'Maaseh Bereishis. Remember that creation of the world. It's also Zech L'Yetzias Mitzrayim, meaning there's an aspect of Zikron L'Maaseh Bereishis, Rosh Hashanah, on Shabbos. There's an aspect of Zech L'Yetzias Mitzrayim, Pesach, on Shabbos. Shabbos is a time where we're able to rededicate ourselves to learning Torah, right? Many Midrashim that point that out, that Shabbos is an ideal time for learning Torah. So that's Shavuos. There's an aspect of Shavuos. It's a time for tshuva as well. The Lashon of Shabbos might even be related to tshuva, Lashon of tshuva. So all the Hashkachas Hashem, that's of Sukkis, the Hoda, every Yom Tov is just a little piece of Shabbos that we emphasize. That's why Shabbos is, in general, holier than Yom Tovim, because Shabbos is just, Shabbos is what, you know, the ultimate experience. And we, throughout the year, we experience various Yom Tovim, each one focusing on a different aspect of Shabbos that hopefully after the Yom Tov, you're able to appreciate that aspect of Shabbos more. So when you walk out of a Shavuos, you're able to appreciate that piece of Shabbos more of learning Torah. When you walk out of Pesach, you appreciate Zech L'Yetzias Mitzrayim more. I'm sorry, I went a little over. It's a long idea. It's a really packed idea. But Mir Hashem, hopefully that can elevate all our Yom Tovim and our Shabbos as well.